I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Jerry Dorsey, a project manager in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today we'll be discussing the EPA's use of its Design for the Environment program aimed at identifying safer products for consumer use. Virtually everyone buys soap, laundry detergent, and home cleaning products. As consumers, Americans face a lot of choices at the supermarket. For more than 15 years, the EPA has offered the Design for the Environment Safer Product Labeling Program to signify that a product contains ingredients which pose the least concern among chemicals in their classes. Jerry, how effective is the DFE logo in helping consumers to recognize those products that are safer both for human health and the environment?
Well, the evaluation team found room for improvement. Perhaps most important, the current DFE logo does not adequately communicate that a product is a safer choice compared to others out there. We also found that the logo may imply the EPA's endorsement of a product. That is problematic because as a federal agency, the EPA is not permitted to issue endorsements.
So the DFE logo isn't the same as an EPA endorsement?
No. The DFE program provides companies an incentive to manufacture products that contain safer chemicals than alternative products on the market. A company can elect to formulate a good using chemicals that meet the DFE program standards. Then the company submits an application to a third-party profiler, which compiles hazard information on each ingredient, including its detailed structure, physical chemical properties, human health and environmental toxicology, and regulatory status. Once the application is submitted to the DFE, quality assurance is performed to confirm the initial assessment. Additionally, in order to qualify for the DFE program, a product must meet specified safety criteria, qualify as high performing, and be packaged in an environmentally friendly manner.
Did your team find other issues?
Yes. While the EPA asserted in the past that DFE labeled products are cost effective, to date, that claim has not been determined or reviewed. Further, at this time, the EPA cannot accurately measure the program's impact on pollution prevention.
What happens next?
The EPA has agreed with all of the evaluation team's recommendations. One item, removing statements implying the DFE labeled products are cost effective from the agency's website, has been completed. Other OIG recommendations, which pertain to the design and use of the program's logo, review of participants' compliance with the DFE partnership agreement, and development of better performance measures are underway.
Before we wrap up, did the team note any successes for the EPA's Design for the Environment program?
We certainly did, several in fact. We observed that the DFE program has evaluated and approved more than 2,500 products. In 2014, the EPA updated the Safer Chemical Ingredients list, adding more than 50 ingredients and bringing the total number of safer ingredients to approximately 650. The DFE also has developed a cloud-based database system that will enable the agency to better manage chemical, partner, and product information.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.